go back, no. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, no, it's not the pshat here. Loi. The Yodim we're talking about now, Betam, or Bechor, Bechutzlaritz. We're talking about a Bechor in Chutzlaritz. Even Mizman, the Besmitich was Kayim, but a Bechor that was born in Chutzlaritz. And that goes with Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yom Rabbi Shimon holds, in bold Tamimim, Yikrevu. That a Tam that's born, a Bechor that's born in Chutzlaritz, Rabbi Shimon holds, if you want to, you could bring it for a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, but you don't have a chiv to. If you want to, you have a right to leave it where you are and wait till it becomes a bamum, and then you could eat it. So Kitzur Rav Nachman, not that he says the Bechor Tam is not called mamun kayin, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, where you have to bring it for korban, so that's not called yours. But in Chutzlaritz, even Rav Nachman would agree, according to Rav Shimon Shita, you don't have a chiv to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. You have a right just to leave it where you are in Chutzlaritz and eat it there when it comes to Balmum. So if even now when it's a Tam, it's called Mamun Kayin. Meisv, another question. It says, Omol Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Rav Yochanan said in our Mishnah, Rav Yochanan ben Uri says back, Mali imeinu meimu bechatas v'yoshim. Are you understand why a Kayin cannot make Tmura? On a Korban Chatas, a Korban Oshim that belongs to a Yisrael, Shuri ain't a Kayin ben b'chayayim. The Kohen does not own the Chattas, does not own the Yashim. When a Yisrael brings a Chattas from himself, even though he gives it over to the Kohen to bring it for him, because the Behem is alive, the Kohen has no schus in it. So the lach of Tumur is, only the owner of the Korban can make Tumura. So I understand why a Kohen cannot make Tumura. He can't take a Behemoth Chulin of his own Behemoth and say to his Korban Chattas, Zu Tachazu, because he doesn't own the Korban Chattas. But Yomav Bechor, Mashenkin, once the Yisrael gives the Bechor to the Kohen, says a Kohen Bechayev, a Kohen is Zeichen the Bechor when he's alive, so why can't he make Tmura? That was the question in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva answered that, especially with Zeratzakosif. But our core point of a Mayaskin, what is the Mishnah talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me about Mum, we're talking about now it's about Mum, no. Hodumia de Chatz Vyoshim Kamar. We're talking about now Mashman, just like a Korban Chatz Noshim with a Korban. It has to be a Tam. So Bechor also where it's a Tam, not where it's a Balmum. El Allah, listen, they're talking about the Tam, where the animal is complete. Uketani, still the Mishnah says, Zakoyin bo b'chayiv, that a Koyin is Zoich in the Bechor, even though the Behem is alive, even though it's a Tam, even though it's a Zan Sebeis Mitzvah Kayim. So again, it's not like Rav Nachman. It's Mashman on Mishnah clearly, that the Rav Yechon, the Kasha was, the Koyin owns the Bechor, so why can't he make Tmura? He's a complete Bailam over it. So it's Mashman Amalek of Nachman again. Tzmura says no. Omer Ravina, Ravina answers, I'll tell you, Honami here also, Bechor Bechutz Loritz. We're talking about now Bechor again, Bechutz Loritz. Then Echanami, for Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Omer Rabbi Shimon Shitter is, in bold Tmimim, Yikrevu. That he holds, if you want to, you can bring it for Tam, you don't have to, but if you want, you could, since you don't have to, therefore it does not take off the bailis of the Kain. So kids, it's not a question of Nachman. The other Gemara says, Leima, let's say Kitanoi. No, the Rav Nachman Svar is a Machlokes Tanoim. If we say a Bechor Tam, Bezman Beis Hamikdash, since the din is you're supposed to bring it for Korban, so that like takes away the ownership of the Kain can't sell it, it's not really his. So let's say that's a Machlokes Tanoim. Lemika Tanoi. It says like this, Bechor Beis Hamaylim Oyset Tzmura. Or Bechor, when it's still by the Yisrael in his house, so before he gave it to the Kohen, he can make Tmura. The Beis HaKohen, but once the Yisrael gives his Bechor over to the Kohen, then Enos and Tmura. Then the Kohen can't make Tmura anymore. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, no, he says, Kivin Shabo Liyat Kohen, once the Bechor comes to the Kohen's Veshus, Enos and Tmura. That the Kohen can't make Tmura once it comes into the Kohen's Veshus. So what's the question? What's the machlokes? They're both saying the same thing, that the Bechor, once it comes into the Kohen's Rishus, he can't make Tmur on it. So what's the machlokes? So my love, isn't it? Hoki kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Hoki kama, the beis Kohen who I said Tmur. V'yein baal I said Tmur. But that's what the Tanakama meant to say. The Tanakama meant to say like this. Bechor bebeis bailim oisa tmura, bebeis kohen ein oisa tmura. What does that mean to say ein oisa tmura? Mean to say the bailim, the Yisrael, can't make tmura once it goes over to the kohen. That's what that kind of means to say. Hokam bebeis kohen who oisa tmura, V'yein balois a tumura means the kohen, he himself could make tumura when it's in his rishus, but Yisrael can't do it anymore. So Alma, what do we see? Ista le kohen tchiyah begavayu. The kohen of the Tanakama, the kohen like owns the bechor, even though it's a tam b'zman v'esemitshkayim. Still, the kohen is the bailim, and therefore he could make tumura. And Mashma next month, the Yama says, no, the kohen cannot make tumura. So who has the machlokes tanoim over here? That's what Shimon Loz is saying, the kohen cannot make tumura. So where it says no lakash, there's no stira. Okay, that's the amev, that's not the machlokes tanoim here. Because Rav Nachman goes according to everybody. Le, I tell you, horeb Yerchanan Benuri, horeb Yekiva. Machlokes here is that we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. That Yerchanan Benuri holds that a kohen could make tumura, why not? And the one that says you can't make tumura goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita with Ashna special Zerasakosov over here. And Rashi explains, Moses said that this machlokes tanoim is the same machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yochanan ben Benuri and Rabbi Kiva. See, even though it's mashma from both of them that really the kohen could make tumura, it's only machlokes in the special Zerasakosov if you could only make tumura in the same place where the hegdish was chalanat. So Rashi says, and it means to say, that we said the Mishnah is talking about a case of a bechor that's in chutz loretz. So there, Reb Nachman also agrees that a chutz loretz, since you don't have to bring it for korban, about the kohen has complete ownership. So that's why the Tanakhama says the kohen could make tamura. And if Shapir Rabbi Shimon Loza says no, the kohen cannot make tamura because he holds like Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah that there's a special zeros akosiv that tamura could only be done in the same place where the kedusha was chal. And the Bechor, the Kedusha was chal when it was born by the Yisrael. See, only the Yisrael can make Tumura, and not the Kohen. But it could be they both agree to Rav Nachman that in Eretz Yisrael itself, or it could be both would agree a Kohen cannot make Tumura. So again, this would not be a kasha on Rav Nachman. Yeah. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Loishon Ewa L'Kohen L'Kohen, when do we say that you could sell it? Rashi says, Yochel Moichred, when do we say that you could sell it? Or Bechor Tam, only a kain to a kain. Loishonu el a kain le kain. Av a kain Yisrael also. But a kain cannot sell a Bechor Tam to Yisrael. A kain can only sell to another kain, not to Yisrael. So according to Rav Nachman, it means Bezman Azeh, even Bezman Azeh, a kain cannot sell to Yisrael. My time, what's the reason? Dilma also Yisrael, maybe the Yisrael that buys it will go v'shadi be'muma, and will put a mum into the bechor, omam to the chacham, then will bring it to the chacham v'yaymlo, and tell the chacham bechor zeh nosli kain be'mumai, a kain sold me his bechor with the mum, and I won't eat it. So we're afraid that's what a Yisrael would do for it. So that's why a kain is not allowed to sell it to Yisrael. But Rashi says, but if a kain sold it to another kain, then we're not afraid about this. But that's the law we had before, that if a kohen comes to a chacham and says, my bechor has a mum, the kohen has to bring edim how the mum came about. So another kohen we're not afraid, just then if the Yisrael doesn't have to bring edim, so therefore the kohen is not allowed to sell it to a Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, O mishori chacham, is it true that a Yisrael would look at Yisrael's bechor? Ivoma Rav says, ain't royim bechor the Yisrael no? If Yisrael comes and wants to show his bechor that has a mum to a kohen, to a chacham, he doesn't look at it. Elim kem kohen imai, only if the kohen is there. Otherwise, Taka, we're afraid for this. So you see, Taka, he can't get away with it. As she says, the shema kishiyod zeh shemum kavuhu yechot shemachutz ochalei lechashik zeh, like we're afraid by the Yisrael, maybe him, once he finds out has a mum. So now the Yisrael thinks, listen, it has no Kedusha. It's only a question of Gezel. Maybe he won't be afraid of Gezel. He'll come to eat it. So anyway, there's a Takona. They were not matter for Yisrael to use the Bechor. Yes, Gemara says, Omer Afun of Red Rabbi Shua, Haino time with the Yisrael also. You know what the reason is why you can't sell it, you can't be matter to Yisrael? Know what the reason is why a Kain can't sell it to a Yisrael? Why can't the Kain sell his Bechor to Yisrael? It looks like the kohen like is going down on the base agronis to the threshing place where they make the tfua to get his truma, or like to buy the truma. That is not allowed to do. So Rashi explains here also that Rashi liknes bechor tam in a kohen Yisrael can't buy a bechor tam from a kohen. because Mistoma, the Bechor Tam Zman Azer, Nimka Bezol, the crane sells it very cheap, because Lekeach has to keep it a few days till it becomes a Balmum anyway. Therefore, it makes it very cheap. And therefore, it looks like Koinem Seyla Vesagronis. Like, in other words, he looks as if he's making a very cheap deal now, the Koin. Why? So that later, if you have more Bechorish, you'll give it to him. Sounds like a Chilul on the Bechor. So therefore, a Yisrael, a Koin cannot sell to another Yisrael. Because it looks like he's selling to him very cheap, in order that the Yisrael now should like him, and when Yisrael have his own Bechor, will give it back to me. So that's awesome. The other Gemara says, Mazutri Glolev Ravashi. Mazutri went to visit Ravashi. Omule Lito Mar Midi. So Ravashi said, let me give you something to eat. His eyes like Kami Bissa, brought in front of a meat. Omule Lecho Mar eats. He told him, eat from this meat. The Mivra, it's very healthy meat. Mishum de Bukhru, because this meat comes from a Bechor, and a Bechor is very healthy meat. So he said, back to Minolo Choho. How do you know this? Enough to say, like, where do you get this from? I'm not a Kohen, how can you give it to me? Or Mulei, Tizovun Lei Pliny Kayin. It's not Shver, it's not my own Bechor. A Kayin that was already Zoich when this Bechor sold it to me. So therefore, I'm allowed to eat it now. So even though you're Yisrael, you could also eat it. So Bechor, Tam, that even the Yisrael is allowed to eat it. So Amulut said back to him, Lei Svilchu, don't you hold, Hod Yomer that we just learned, Hod Yomer Avun Nebred Reb Yeshua, Rev Nei Shinir, Kogan Nebasei Beves Akronis, that a Kayin is not allowed to sell his Bechor to a Yisrael. So how could you tell me you bought this Bechor off a Kayin, or Kayin is not going to sell it to you? It looks like he's making a cheap price that you should give him back your Bechor, it's also. So it says, Om Rulei, Lo Yisrilo, next time I don't hold from him. The Anan, Mizvin, Kozim, Mezvinan, because we buy it, and as we pay regular price, it was a minig then in their city, they used to buy the Bechor off the Kananim, and they didn't make it a cheap price, we used to buy it at a regular price, therefore we held this Mutta. Omulu, he said back to him, Lesulichu, don't you hold, for your Tanam, learn like this, Kama Yisrael Chayim Little Bechor. Tell how long does Yisrael have to take care of his Bechor before he can give it over to a Kain. So it says, Bedaka, young Bechor, a small animal like a lamb, Ishleshim. Yisrael has to hold on to it for at least the 30 days, then he can give it over to a Kain. Or Begasta, the big one like a cow, Chemishim Yain. For your Momoloi, let's say the Kain says, Tenu li betech zmani. Give it to me after 10 days, and I'll take care of it. So still says Alocha, Hareza Leit Neneloi. You're not allowed to give the Bechor to the Kain. The question is, why not? The Yom Rosh says, the reason why not is, My Tam of Nation, you're a Kain, I'm a Seva Vesa Koronis. It looks like the Kain now, he's taking it from you. What does it mean he's taking it from you? That really the Yisrael has to bother feeding and taking care of it. So Kain says, I'll be nice to you, and I'll take it from you now. Why is the Kain doing it? Why is he bothering the extra time? So that since he's nice to the Yisrael, the Yisrael later will give him more Bechoris than he has. So that's also... Alright, turn over. Kain is not allowed to go around trying to get Bechoris. It's not for him to do it. So you see there's such an instance here also. You shouldn't be able to buy it off the Kain. Or Mulei said back to him, no. Hoso muchemilso. Hocha mizvin kozav ninan. There's a big difference. Over there, when the Kohen is taken early, everybody sees, like, for what purpose is the Kohen taken after 10 days? He should have waited 30 days, let it stay by the Yisrael first. So everybody sees clearly what the Kohen's motive is to be nice to the Yisrael to get more things. That's awesome. But over here, the pshat is, I'm buying it off the Kohen. So nobody sees the Kohen's doing it to be nice to me. It's a regular sale. See, there's no gzeres here. He holds; he's allowed to buy it off a kain. Lo shenach. Another pshat is like this. Omulei. He said back to him like this. Hocha lo yoyev demei. Hocha ko yoyev demei. Over there, when the kain takes early, he's not paying any money. So the attacker it also looks like he's doing to make a favor. But over here, where you're paying money, it's a regular sale. There's no issa. So, Mr. Mayam, what are you telling me? Muzo kain gabei. Maybe the kain is going to make it a cheap price over here. The Kohen thinks like this, Ki hevele b'chor achrina, if I sell them to very cheap now, so the Yisrael will like me, and when the Yisrael will have another b'chor, yoyiv nali, he'll give it back to me. That's what you're afraid about, that maybe the Kohen will make it a cheap price now. See, he holds, no, he doesn't offer that svara, he holds, Loi, it's not true. The Kohen would not make a cheap price right now. Loi, demasek adaitei.